Four-term Republican Peggy Wilson of Wrangell was joined by a challenger within her own party, Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg. Sitkin Lily Herwald participated as the only declared Democratic candidate so far. Moderator Matt Lichtenstein began the forum by asking each candidate why he or she wanted the House seat representing Sitka, Petersburg, and Wrangell, and several smaller communities. Samuelson works in retail, but also fishes and holds a 100-ton master's license and a pilot's license. He said the district had not been moving the right legislative issues during Wilson's term.
That's probably the biggest reason why I am running, is because I believe that for the past 8 years we've been focused on education and health care, and though nobody's going to argue that those are very important, I think it's really time that we start focusing on the resources and transportation issues that make these communities in this district function.
Wilson made no apologies about being a nurse by profession, saying it had motivated her in her growing years of service in the legislature.
And I just kind of have gone from helping people get well and helping them in that way to helping them in other ways now. And my seniority is growing very, very high every year. In fact, this year it'll be like probably I'll be fourth in the majority, number four in the majority this year.
Democrat Lily Herwald has worked in public broadcasting, including 18 years at KCAW in Sitka, and is the current president of Alaska Public Broadcasting, Inc., and a former board member of the Alaska Public Radio Network. Herwald is currently a grant writer for Search, who believes it's time to put her talents to work in the legislature.
I believe that I need to give back to my community, and Southeast has given so much to me, and it's a great place to be and raise my family, that when people approached me to ask about running, indicating that they believe it's time for a change in Alaska politics, I looked at my skill set, I looked at my abilities, and believe that it's time to give back and that I can be a positive force for change in Alaskan government.
The first caller to the forum was concerned about transportation. Democrat Herwald was for taking the message about marine transportation to the rail belt.
Other parts of Alaska do not respect the Alaska Marine Highway System as an important part of Alaska's infrastructure. And I think we have to do a better job of articulating this. And I know that that's a challenge. It's building relationships with people in the legislature. I think it's going to chambers of commerce in the Mat-Su Valley and in Fairbanks and other places to bring the case home that this is our highway. We don't have tolls on roads up in the interior, and we happen to have a toll in a way in that we have to pay for our ferry service.
Samuelson backed road building, a reliable plank of the Republican platform during the Murkowski administration.
We need to start building roads where we can use roads and get the ferry in areas that there is no way that we can have a road. Just putting money into it is not going to solve the problem. It's going to throw a Band-Aid on it. And with the scheduling, future scheduling, one summer, two summers, that's a great idea. However, if we do not start putting money towards future ships being built, then we're not going to have to worry about the scheduling because, again, our ships are going to be tied up at the dock.
Incumbent Wilson cited her sponsorship of House Bill 294, which reestablishes the Marine Transportation Advisory Board by statute rather than by executive order. Wilson said the law, when signed by the governor, will give the MTAB teeth.
So hopefully that at least is the start of being able to do some changes within the ferry system. We also put $25 million in a ferry fund this year and also $75 million in the ferry replacement fund.
The candidates also outlined their views on education and health care. All wanted to see the state budget surplus address shortfalls in the state's education system. Wilson wants to boost teacher and administrator pay. Herwald wants to reduce pension liabilities and return to defined benefit pensions. Samuelson said education was a moot point if there were not sufficient jobs and transportation and resources to put people in the program. On health care, Wilson wanted to improve access. Herwald wanted to work toward some kind of universal coverage before putting a clinic in every town. Samuelson was concerned about maintaining the accountability of healthcare professionals in a universal coverage system. With four terms to her credit, Wilson is becoming a ranking member of the Republican majority in the House. Asked whether they would support a bipartisan coalition in the House akin to that operating in the Senate, the candidates expressed some differences. Samuelson said he would do whatever necessary.
By taking this job, I am going to be representing and doing the best job that I possibly can for this district. And if it is a coalition, that is what is going to benefit this district to the maximum benefit of all the people here, then it is something that I will definitely look at.
Wilson was not enthusiastic about diluting her House ranking with a coalition, but she didn't rule it out.
I wouldn't go and try to start one, but if there was one formed, I know the difference of being in the minority and the majority, and if a coalition was going to be in the majority, that's where I would be.
Democrat Herwald was also not opposed to a coalition, but she suggested that the Republican majority in the House might be short-lived.
The winds of change are happening in politics in this country, and I believe that there's a good chance for the change to happen here in this state with Democrats being in the minority. And as a Democrat in the House of Representatives, I would be very willing to try to form or be a part of a bipartisan coalition. I think it's been very effective in the Senate. I really like people putting away their party differences and really working for Alaskans.
The various parties will choose their candidates in the Alaska primary election on Tuesday, August 26th. The House 2 seat will be filled in the general election on November 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.